There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Kareem Hunt, the running back, goes in motion to set up a strong side. And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone caught. DeAndre Hopkins, welcome to the Chiefs kingdom. Your first kingdom touchdown. Kansas City set up with an incredible 35-yard catch in the middle of a circus. And he catches 8 yards deep in the end zone, and the Chiefs take a 9-7 lead.
Welcome to Kansas City. DeAndre Hopkins also Saturday. Welcome to Kansas City, Mr. Ben Maller.
Yeah, we'll be out and about Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Landing. The three of us are going to join Ben Maller for a Maller meet and greet. What did you say? You're going to get 36 Ben Maller chicken fingers at the Landing?
I think my buddy wants to come, if that's okay.
Of course. The more the merrier.
I was like, hey, because
dude, people are flying in from across the country for this event, okay?
Dude. I'm going to eat at least 6 chicken strips.
I'm taking the over. I'm going to have 6. Oh, that's like whoop-de-doo.
I mean, 6
if you said 36, okay.
Well, I mean, between my buddy Mac and me, I mean, does it come like in a basket
it's
with
a
fries?
Basket. Yeah, you get a basket. Well, yeah, I get the green beans, but
green beans and chicken tenders?
Oh, they're coated in butter. They're so good.
That's a terrible duo.
Yeah, no, they're really
good.
You get the grilled, dry-rubbed chicken tenders at the Landing.
Do they have fried ones?
Yeah, of course.
Which one are the Ben Maller ones?
Either or. They come both ways. He's got the whole menu of tenders.
Bob, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I had 2 raviolis last night and half a piece of garlic bread. I'm fasting. Saturday.
All right, perfect.
I'm going to eat at least 6 chicken tenders.
And then you're going to get a soft pretzel and you're going to go, where have you been my whole life?
Oh, I'm getting carted out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting one of those, like, I'm gonna be that lazy POS that gets the cart at Hy-Vee that doesn't need it, but just gets in it to have it so I don't have to stand.
Yeah.
That's how I'm leaving.
And then you took it away from somebody who actually needs the cart.
And then I'm going to leave it in the middle of the parking lot.
That's right. That's what you got to do.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. So join us 2 to 4 at the Landing on Saturday. Ben will be in town. Then we're taking him to the Chiefs game on Sunday. And immediately when Mahomes went down last night, I get a text from Maller like, oh, no. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I wanted to see Mahomes play. I'm like, you're going to be fine. Patrick Mahomes is going to play. He's going to play. He's going to be just fine. He's going to be out there on Sunday, and all is right in the world. So we want you to join us. Come up on Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Landing in Liberty. A lot of dignitaries are coming out. There's somebody who wants to meet you two in particular. So a lot of dignitaries going to be there.
Funny text coming in about Todd Bowles' facial expressions. Todd Bowles always looks like someone farted in his general vicinity.
He does, yes.
Every time they showed Bowles, it looked like his kid just told him they wanted to be on an influencer on TikTok.
Yeah, it's like, nah. Like, how does he not go for 2 in that late game situation?
We were all wondering.
What, and also, calling the timeout as well. Not like you left 30 seconds on the clock for Patrick Mahomes at the 30-yard line. And as Troy Aikman kept saying, he needs 30 yards. That's all he needs. Todd Bowles is calling a timeout and then not going for 2. And after the game, they asked Andy, are you surprised that he went that he didn't go for 2? And this is kind of Andy's reaction.
No. But I'm glad he didn't.
I'm glad he
Yeah, glad he didn't. No, I'm not surprised he didn't go for. He should have gone for two in that situation. That was stupid.
Was that in like the same tunnel that Andy Dufresne?
I don't know where that was, man. Like great audio there.
Great molt box there. That one Arrowhead Drive.
Fantastic stuff. But
how did teams allow DeAndre Hopkins to come to Kansas City?
Yeah, that's amazing to me.
Like
right?
I'm still trying to because we obviously now Mac's reaction when he found out pays dividends to what the actual truth is to what he thought would happen. This is exactly what you would think. This is how you saw DeAndre Hopkins?
It turns out if you give him an offensive coordinator and a quarterback and a decent team, he's actually still pretty good. He's still a 6-time All-Pro, borderline Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, it turns
out it's not just all falling off a cliff. Like, this guy had 1,000-yard seasons with Will Levis.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. You know, he has a stadium named after himself. The 49ers play in Levi's Stadium, named after Will Levis, who drinks milk in his coffee with mayonnaise on top. Like, it's gross. But I was watching a little bit of the pregame show yesterday. Who doesn't love Swagoo, right? Like, how awesome is he?
He's awesome.
He's fantastic. I've loved him for the last couple of years because he was the first guy nationally that went, enough, stop trying to find somebody better than the Chiefs. Okay, enough. And yesterday he said getting Hopkins was a, quote, heist for KC. I'm like, heist? And so I said to you guys, let's say he gets 5 touchdowns the rest of the way. He got two yesterday.
He
needs
3 more.
He needs 3 more. This is one of the greatest heists in KC sports. I mean, this rivals Cole Reagan's, in my opinion, right? Because Cole Reagan's, that was a heist. I mean, that was an absolute heist to get Cole Reagan's away from the Texas Rangers for a rental player in a role this Chapman. Shout out Gene Watson on that deal, right? Like, great job by the Royals
Watson
to get him.
Yes!
And so they brought him here. That was a heist. Great move. The Royals are not where they are without Cole Reagan's. I think that's fair to say. He's a bona fide ace. And then the Chiefs go out there and they get DeAndre Hopkins for, what, a 3rd-day draft pick or whatever it ended up being. And he comes into Kansas City, immediately pays dividends. Like, immediately, no matter what he does the rest of the way, it's already worth it for DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. And you got, you know, Swagoo out here calling it a heist. It is. It's one of the great heists in Kansas City sports. It's unbelievable that the rest of the league is like, yeah, sure, go to Kansas City, DeAndre.
I mean, this is why I think a lot of people... Because, look, the knee is irrelevant, right? Everyone's like, oh, his knee's injured. Like, that's what we were told. Yeah. And then we had Max buddies from his old place in Tennessee come on the show and be like, nah, it's really not.
Nah, he had a Levi's problem.
It's more so like, yeah, it's tender. I missed the beginning of the season in training camp because it was, you know, whatever. But now I'm just going to, like, make sure I'm healthy enough to go somewhere else. I mean, dude, he was just a stud last night.
Right.
I mean, absolutely just stud. And the catch... involving 3 other guys. He goes to the high point and gets it. The touchdown, he was a little bit behind him. He gets it, touches 2 feet in. And then in overtime, he had the big play on the sideline. And if you didn't cash in on his overs last night with a touchdown, receptions, and yards, unfortunately, those numbers are going to drastically go up because now you've seen what the Kansas City Chiefs like. And Patrick Mahomes now has his trust. And I thought the text line has a very good point here. The fact that he's only been here for 8 days and he's still learning the offense, and that's what you saw last night in his second game as a Kansas City Chiefs.
That's exactly right. That's what makes it exciting. And, you know, you get really, like get excited. Like, there's no other word for it to see what's the next step now with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm sure they're inside the coach's office is getting excited about what the potential is as well for DeAndre Hopkins because it's not just a guy who's a veteran. It's a guy that Patrick Mahomes immediately trusts because Patrick Mahomes probably watched this guy before he got into the NFL, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, God, everybody
probably watched
him
at Clemson when he was in high school.
Yeah. Right? He's watched DeAndre Hopkins. Like, for Patrick Mahomes, that's kind of a, I don't want to use the term a star-studded moment, but for Patrick Mahomes, you're bringing in a guy that, like, I watched that guy. I know that guy. I know what he can do. I'm going to trust that guy, right? You're not bringing in some guy off the street that nobody knows about. This is borderline Hall of Famer DeAndre Hopkins. And so now Patrick Mahomes is like, I got 87 Hall of Famer. I got 8 who's a potential Hall of Famer right now. I've never seen anything like this, well, at least in the last couple of years. And so I'm sure Patrick Mahomes is feeling really good about it. And it's also causing people to make nonsensical conversation because Ryan Clark, who, I don't know, last couple of days, I'm like, on Ryan Clark, he tweets this, GMs should get together and ban other teams from trading players to the Chiefs. Y'all tripping letting them get D-Hop. Kelsey is cooking now, too. Wait until angry running as Pacheco gets back. Lord. Well, that's called collusion, DeAndre or Ryan. They can't do that in the NFL. It is illegal to get together and do that. And so he's now advocating. It's gotten to that point, again, where people are losing their minds over the Chiefs. You've got one of the top analysts at ESPN advocating for collusion now in the NFL to shut down the Chiefs. That's what it's come to. If you can't beat them, cheat.
I just love it because it's just a security blanket. You talk about a cheese blanket with Matt Cotrero. DeAndre Hopkins is a security blanket. Like, Mahomes doesn't have to worry like he did with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. He can just literally throw the ball.
That's exactly right.
And he's going to catch it. And if there was ever a doubt that catching is in the crowded room with three Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that even Mitch Holtz is like, that's interception. I think, man, never mind, he caught it. Also, real quickly, before we go to break, was that shade at Tennessee, his celebration?
I don't know, but I thought it was pretty good. Like, it didn't click in at first to me, right? Because
like, we all said it in the house. We're like, oh, that's a Remember the Titans reference. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think shade at Titans. I don't know about Nashville. I think he loves Nashville.
I think that was an ode to them, right?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was an ode to Tennessee.
Like, was it a nice gesture?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, like, hey, because of Tennessee them, I'm for here doing now. This for me. Yeah, thanks for getting me to KC and helping me out.
Exactly. 100% the way.
That.
Yeah,
I could see that.
100% the way I interpret it. Like, thank you guys for letting me go to Kansas City and have an opportunity to play with Mahomes and win a championship.
And it was cool hearing him post-game. We'll play that audio later. But, man, what a great attitude and just so grateful to be here. Man, he's awesome.
Man. 8-0. 8-0 and running away with the AFC West. Denver on the prowl coming up here soon, but also coming up here on the other side in about 10 minutes. Danny Hughes will join us here as he probably loves Monday Night Football about as much as we do. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, and it is your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Kansas City! You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Mike Caliendo comes in as an extra blocker. This is third
Frank
down
Caliendo?
And one.
He was in there last night.
At the 2-yard line, a touchdown, walks it off, handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering, he is, give it to him, touchdown, Kansas City, it's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League, 14 straight wins for the Chiefs Kingdom. That's an all-time Kansas City record and seventh in National Football League history.
Danny Hughes will join us here in about 4 minutes. He let Mac know, so I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said definitely some shade there from D-Hop.
Okay.
All right. That's interesting because I thought it was kind of an ode. Like, hey, man, thank you for the time in Nashville.
Yeah,
thank
you for training me, Bob.
I guess we're just stupid. We are dumb.
Are you saying my farts stink?
No, that's what Todd Bowles was saying on the sideline last night.
It's a good
you think
name.
My farts stink?
It's a good name for a new device I need to buy. This is my Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
You guys going to hit a Todd Bowl? You'll look the exact same after you hit it.
I mean, just terrible coaching last night by that guy.
I don't think he was in the stadium. No. I think physically he was there. Yeah. I think spiritually and mentally he was not there.
I don't know, man. Like, it was just not a good night for Todd Bowles. Chiefs were thankful for, right? We got a lot of those on the plate this year. And beginning next week, every day at 6:40 next week, we're going to play a highlight of a Chiefs player that we're thankful for. And caller 6 will be qualified every day during the giveaway to win a $500 grand prize from our friends at Hy-Vee. So we're going to take a qualifier every day, Monday through Friday next week. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the week, we're going to announce our grand prize winner, and you're getting $500 to Hy-Vee to celebrate Thanksgiving, man. You can't beat that. $500 from Hy-Vee just by listening and knowing who the Chiefs were thankful for. Get on that coming up beginning next week at 6:40 every day.
Speaking of being thankful, this was DeAndre Hopkins being thankful that he is in Kansas City during postgame and interview.
Responsible for 2 touchdowns today, how would you describe what this night was like for you?
Honestly, you know, words can't describe it. Been patient. You know, this is a dream come true to get my first win in a stadium like this, on a team like this. You know, just got to keep building the momentum.
You had more time this week before the game to get ready. What do you think allowed for your involvement in this offense tonight?
The way these coaches help you prepare day in and day out. I come in early, I leave late. So, you know,
coaches. It's, you know, it's not just me. It's everybody. You know, just preparing me to come out here and be successful.
And what is it like catching these passes from Patrick Mahomes? You had some great catches tonight, but some great throws from him too.
I mean, I manifested this. I've seen this already. You know, if my mom, you know, we knew this day would come. And, you know, I'm just being present in the moment.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
And that's what coming to Kansas City can do for guys like that who have just been waiting their whole life to be successful on a team that can actually prove to you they can win. Uh-huh. Obviously, the last time he had played in Kansas City was that comeback against the
Texans.
Was
that the last time he played here?
It was.
That's amazing. God, yep. It's been that long, huh?
And then his first game in Kansas City was Monday night, 2 touchdowns. Clearly. The best receiver on the field.
Yeah, so. He was outstanding. Him and Travis together, man. It's now starting to hum, baby. We're halfway through the season. We're sitting at 8-0. Best of luck to the rest of the National Football League.
You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Dinan Hughes joins us every Tuesday. It is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Dinan, how you doing, my guy?
What's going on, fellas? How's it feel to be 8-0?
Feels like I expected it. We're not going to lie. I mean,
would have rather the game be at noon on Sunday, but who am I to care?
We got that this Sunday, right?
we got that coming up this weekend.
That's right.
You're good.
Very excited about that. The noon games are, I like noon games. Travis Kelce, the oldest player now in NFL history to have 14 receptions in one game. He's turning it on as the winter starts to approach and the games start to matter more. All these folks who love to say Travis Kelce's washed. He ain't washed. He's just smart. He knows when to play when it matters.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's just indicative of this team. And it's crazy to say that, you know, Patrick Mahomes continues to get better. And some people might say, well, how? Well, part of it is he's learning not to have to lean on Travis Kelce as much as early. He allows other players to get involved in the offense. Now, unfortunately, we've sustained injuries, but could you wonder how he would be, how effective he would be had we not had the injuries specifically to the wide receiver group? So, yeah, it was a slow start in the beginning of the season. It kind of reminds me, anybody that's an NBA fan, when you watch Jordan play, when you watch LeBron James play, there are times where they defer in the first quarter. They just pass the ball around, allow other guys to get involved, allow their confidence levels to get higher, and then when it's time to put their foot on the gas pedal, that's when they do that. So not that Travis Kelce has, you know, any control over when he gets the ball, but I feel like what we saw in the first few games, we just kind of knew if you had been around football and you knew Travis Kelce, and as long as he stayed healthy like he has for most of his career, you just knew it was just a matter of time. So I like that they went to him early. I like that they went to him often, especially on that stage, just to kind of let the NFL know that Travis Kelce is still a force to be reckoned with.
I'm going
to
hold on to that NBA take that you just had, because our executive producer and our wonderful friend Mac Morey here, Danan, brought up a LeBron and Michael Jordan comparison yesterday as well involving Patrick Mahomes, that not only does he do that, what you were saying, but he also makes everyone around him better, right? Like, DeAndre Hopkins looks like a new man out of Tennessee. Justin Watson looked great last night. Kareem Hunt wants to play better because of like the success rate of Patrick Mahomes. And I, you know, kind of went out on a limb here. Like, he's right now, according to Vegas, he's third in the MVP odds right now. And I can't imagine this not getting any better as he now has this offense that looks very familiar to what it looked like towards the end of the season that did get them to a Super Bowl victory.
You know what? It also speaks a lot to the psyche and how much the psyche of players, of an organization, plays into winning versus losing. To feel like I was in the locker room after the game. I go in, I do interviews of a couple of players. Josh Klingler's in there with me. Dan Israel is in there with me. And we bounce around. And just the calmness of the moments is so impressive to me. And when you talk about DeAndre Hopkins coming in, and I will say the Remember the Titans was definitely Shade. That's my take on it. Somebody would have to tell me specifically different, because I don't think it's not like Remember the Titans just came out and it was the cool dance that we just saw. Like, that's, it's been decades since that came out. So why would that be your touchdown dance in this moment when you just came from Tennessee? I'm going to say it's Shade. But I'm cool with it. I loved it. At the same time, I think when you talk about a renewed energy with DeAndre Hopkins, the same energy carrying over with Travis Kelce, and then the leadership of Patrick Mahomes, I think it's just about the psyche of, like, yeah, I'm in tune. Yes, if I'm Justin Watson, like, you are making me look like
Watson,
a solid wide receiver and a good component to this offense and everyone else that's involved. If you're an offensive lineman that may not be a Pro Bowl caliber offensive lineman, but you have a quarterback that's making you look better than you are. I mean, that's, to me, the key of the most important position in all of sports, and Patrick Mahomes does it as good or better than anybody we've ever seen.
Yeah, he's in a category all by himself, and, you know, people now around the NFL, Danon, are trying to say, all right, we need to stop other teams from trading to the Chiefs. We need to change overtime again because they continue to go out there and win in overtime. It's getting to that point of, I think, acceptance for the rest of the NFL that, hey, here's the situation. This team's really, really good, and there's nothing you can do to beat them, so now we're going to try to revamp rules and change things up, because that's seemingly the only way that people now feel they can beat the Chiefs.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know if you guys have tackled this already on the show, but what did you guys think of winning the coin toss and taking the ball? At the time, during the broadcast, I made reference. I was like, you know, I don't know about this. It wasn't that I was doubting Patrick Mahomes, but I just think of the dynamic of, if you get a stop and force a punt, then the other team only has to kick a field goal. So I don't. What did you guys think?
I take the ball in that situation because I do have Patrick Mahomes. You know, I just have a feeling he's going to move you down the field, and one way or the other, you're getting points out of that.
Knowing the rules of the regular season,
Do you think every other team would make that decision, or do you just feel like Mahomes is Josh Allen's and Joe Burrow's, and those are the only guys that will?
What does the script tell you you're supposed to do now in that situation, Dan? And are you supposed to kick off and play defense
in the playoffs? Yes.
In the regular season, no.
Especially when you know you're more superior. Plus, judging by Baker's reaction to when they lost the coin toss, that let me know the right call was take the ball. Now, I'd assume Kyle Shanahan at that point would defer. That's unnecessary. But I will say this. I liked it because the Chiefs had momentum. I know that the Bucs had just scored, but it was in their house. It was the rules. They knew that if they can get down the field and score, they knew what they had put together all game. So I was all for it, but I'm like you. I mean, my first initial thought was I go to the playoff time overtime rules, and I'm like, actually, wait a minute. If they score a touchdown, game over.
Game over. Yeah, see, I think you got to take it in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. I just wondered at the time. I was like, ooh, the defense just got scored on. The offense didn't move the ball when they had an opportunity. A couple of miscues that could have ended with basically two interceptions on that final drive by the offense before we went into overtime. And I just was like, ooh, I'm not sure. But, again, that's part of my humanity in regards to not recognizing the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. So even as long as I've been in the booth, this is my fifth season, there's still that inkling of wondering if this is the right decision or not. And lo and behold, Patrick proved a lot of people right and some people wrong in what their assessment was. We got the greatest quarterback in the NFL, one of the greats to ever play the game. And we need to relish these moments and just continue on this winning parade.
Well, and also, too, Danon, you're giving Patrick Mahomes the ball with 10 solid minutes, two timeouts, and only 70 yards to go. I kind of like our chances in that situation.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And when you consider that the game can end in a tie during the regular season, that's the other component. So let's say that you do defer or you do give the ball to the Buccaneers, and they take the ball with 10 minutes and they take it down to into 3 minutes left, get a field goal. And now you put yourself behind the eight ball to have to drive the field and get in the field position. So you almost put yourself in a 2 minute tempo offense by default. So I get the decision, because let's face it, if the Chiefs would have settled for a field goal on that first drive, not only would the Buccaneers have to drive the field and get into field position, but they would have to do it with a condensed amount of time on the clock. So, yeah, I think that, you know, there's more and more things that come to light in regards to that decision being made.
Right. Speaking of a decision that's going to be made, I'm scared to death for the rest of the league when Isaiah Pacheco comes back. How do you think they do that tandem? Because Kareem Hunt, dude, wow. Honestly, just wow.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be, like, I grew up in the league where, especially with Marty Schottenheimer, who said you can't lose your position with an injury. If you sustain an injury, you can't lose your position. And then, lo and behold, there were decisions throughout the course of history in the NFL where guys, you know, they got Wally pipped. Mm-hmm. They got subbed out, and they never saw the field again. I don't think that's the case with Isaiah Pacheco, but I'd be hard-pressed to believe that you can warrant taking Kareem Hunt off the field very much. So maybe the 1-2 punch between those two and Carson Steele will be relegated to special teams and part of the return unit, but it's one of those good problems that we'll take.
You know, it's interesting because I would just split the carries 50-50, Dan, and do that thing. Mm. You know, you say no. Why?
I just don't know. I think there are guys that are just those treaders. They're those guys that just need to get more carries. Like Kareem Hunt got better as the game got longer. Yeah. And you run the risk of being that guy that never gets the feel, that never, because he was bouncing off of tacklers. Early in the game, there were at times guys bringing him down, one person bringing him down, maybe one or two people jumping on top of him for short gains or no gains. But in the end, that wasn't happening. And I feel like 20-plus carries for him is what you would like to see. And then at the same point, if you need to have the drives that we had at the end of the game, the two consecutive scoring drives, then the drive to win the game, you run the risk of, well, which guy is the hot guy? Which guy is the guy we should be leaning on in this circumstance? So I don't know. I don't know how that's the case. And then there's some guys that just – they're not necessarily their best by being a backup. And being a guy that started a few games in my career but mostly was relegated to being a backup or a third or fourth or fifth guy on the depth chart at the wide receiver position, it's tough to look at the coach every single play and wonder if you're going to get tagged in.
Gotcha.
Like that, and for those two guys who've had the success levels that they have, I just wonder if that 1-2 punch and splitting it down the middle would work.
Dana, it's interesting as we're talking to Danny Hughes here, Chiefs color commentator here on the Chiefs Radio Network. You can hear 96.5 The Fan. It's impressive, man. They just keep winning. No matter how it is, it's like, take it to the bank, you know, the hell with your covers of if you took the spread or whatnot, but 14 straight wins. They haven't lost since Christmas last year. We're damn near to Thanksgiving. How impressive is it that they just keep winning? And this was one of those games where it was a gutsy win. They go to overtime. They flip the script to their serious mode. And it's impressive to me, man.
Yeah, it's extremely impressive when you consider that it's tough to win any NFL. There's an art to it. And we have mastered that art thus far. The fact that we know how to win when there are teams out there that figure out ways to lose. And not that Todd Bowles did a bad job of coaching yesterday. If he had to do it over, maybe hindsight is that he'd go for 2 points to win the game on the road in a hostile environment on Monday Night Football and not even give Patrick Mahomes a really good chance outside of 27 seconds left on the clock, not to give him a really good chance of having the ball for an extended amount of time. I just feel like we get people in winning and how we've won and the consistency that we carry it, we get people outside their selves. We get coaches outside their game plans. I would venture to believe that there have been multiple conversations, especially with the Buccaneers internally with their staff and their coaches meetings, where as they were losing the first game during this three-game stretch, maybe during the second game, maybe leading up to Kansas City, there was probably some discussion of, hey, if we're tied at the end, we're going for two. And to get outside themselves, it almost reminds me of John Harbaugh. You can't tell me that in the AFC Championship, he thought during that week leading up to the game, when he knew he was playing the Kansas City Chiefs, he said, you know what, we're going to run the ball six times. Mm-hmm. No. But they get outside of themselves when they play, when they're across the field from Andy Reid and they're across the field from Patrick Mahomes. And to me, that was a prime example, and I'm sure it was a long flight back to Tampa, and part of the, making it long for them was, man, we should have went for two. Mm-hmm. And if not the coaches thinking it, the players absolutely thinking it. Why did we even give Patrick Mahomes a conventional chance with a lot of time on the clock to drive the field and win the game in overtime when we could have sealed it with a two-point conversion?
Yeah, you know, I'm good with it, though, because they got 30, and that's 30 cents off a gallon of gas at Hy-Vee today when you spend 30 bucks. So I was very excited about that.
Nice. Yes, sir.
Very excited about that. But who had to be revived first, you or Mitch, when Patrick went down?
Oof.
I think we were both kind of silent. It probably opened us for some dead air because we were trying to decipher what was happening on the sideline. We couldn't tell if it was an ankle, a knee, an Achilles, just because of the slow motion replays that we were privy to in the booth. You just wondered. I think because it was a touchdown, that commotion of whether he was beyond the line of scrimmage, that was what the Buccaneers, if you saw on the broadcast, the Buccaneers were literally pointing to the ground like it was a divot on the golf course and saying this is where he threw the ball from when that was where he landed. And just that dynamic of the conversation that was going on, we really didn't see until Patrick got up and was helped halfway off the field. We didn't realize, oh my gosh, like this could be something. So it definitely opened us up for some dead air, which you don't want to have on the radio. But we're fortunate that we have not only the best quarterback in the league, but likely the toughest.
Well, some things you don't want to have on the radio, but some things you don't want to have on the football field, like they decided to stomp on the middle of the logo.
Yeah, thanks for this picture tweeted.
Yeah. Yeah,
dopes.
Yeah,
why yep. do that, Danan? Like you know,
like this film study and teams like they may go back to the Raiders and how that fared for them. Now, this game was closer, but, like, just don't do it. Like, when in doubt, don't do it. I understand the bravado and what you're trying to say to the fans and how you're trying to rally your troops and get everybody.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Riled up, but there's just some things that you don't do, and that's not something that you should do at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Every other team should learn.
No doubt about it. They can learn from you every Tuesday at 7:25. We appreciate you coming on the show, Danan. We'll talk to you next week after another victory and 15 straight wins.
Sounds good, fellas. Have a good one.
Thank you. Danan Hughes there, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue cheese pizza. Why are we talking about that? We'll tell you on the other side here. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
I'll tell you what, selling a house is something that you're considering, right? You're thinking, about, I got to get rid of my home. I got to buy a new one. Or maybe I inherited a home and I'm looking for something different to sell the home because, you know what, we just want to cash out right now. Well, selling your home on your own isn't easy, especially since you'll be busy moving into a new home. And how are you going to get top dollar on your current home? How do you know your home is going to get seen by as many buyers as possible? Well, with so much on your plate, you need the agent more Kansas City homeowners trust, and that's Dawn Sharp and the Sharp Homes team. The Sharp Homes team does all the heavy lifting for you to make sure that your home sells fast and for the most money. With their extensive marketing system, they know how to drive the price of your home, and you could be walking away with more money than you ever expected or even anticipated. My friend Dawn Sharp and her team will bring you the most buyers. That's why, on average, they sell a home every 72 hours. In fact, when you look at what Dawn and her team do over the last 12 months, they've sold over 120 homes. Think about that. The average agent sells 4 per year, and the Sharp Home teams can give you options. Do you want to skip the showings and open houses and go straight to sold? Well, contact them to discuss their instant offer program. In fact, contact the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home. It's Dawn Sharp with the Sharp Homes team, brokered by Epic Realty. You can Google them, Sharp Homes team, and see the over 200 five-star Google and Zillow reviews, or just visit them at homesforsaleinkc.com. That's homesforsaleinkc.com, and start packing.
Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan. Two schmucks and a guy who won Radio Host
Cheese
of the Year.
Cheese pizza. I believe you can get me through the night.
There it is. I thought it was you can get me through this high.
No, night. It's night.
Oh, okay.
Who sings this song?
Gary Wright.
Gary Wright. That's right. Yeah, like,
it's a banger, too.
It really is, actually. It's one of the all-time greats. And I sent it to Mac last. I like doctoring songs up, obviously, as you know. I got one for tequila, too. Do you want to hear that one? Reposado, why don't you get in my belly? That's all I got.
That's all you got.
It's work in progress. Yeah, exactly. WIP, work in progress, right?
But no, I mean, have had more.
Woohoo, cheese pizza. I believe you can get me through the night.
Is cheese pizza overrated, perfectly rated, underrated?
It's perfectly rated.
Yeah,
it's perfectly rated. Sometimes you just want a good piece of cheese. Ooh. We used to call it plain where I grew up in Jersey. Just give me some plain. Give
Max
me plain
about
slice.
To get to his climax back there.
My Max cheese pizza where? Oh, my God. I had that Detroit-style pizza last night.
Dude.
Motor City pizza.
You guys are right.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yes. It's great.
Can I tell you? Bundlerooski,
oh my God, I was dying.
I'm done with that commercial, by the way. I'm done with it.
I just got it 2 weeks ago for the first time. My wife's like, every time that comes on, you laugh hysterically. I do. My daughter was watching it with me last night. We're like, oh my God, it's so funny. Like, at first, I didn't think it was really Andy doing it. I thought it was, you know, the fake Andy Reid or something like that. Like, nope, that's Andy.
Bundlerooski.
Like, who doesn't love that commercial?
And Mahomes is still chuckling because he can't hold a straight face. It's great.
Yeah, it was funny. It's just not.
Now you're over it.
But you're over it fast. You got that one fast, huh? You got tired of that one quick.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, it's just like they played it every commercial break last night. I was like, here we go again. It's like stuff like that, like, come on, like, keep it fresh.
See, they do, though, I think. I love the Ma Auto. Come on, Ma Auto.
Yeah, that one's so good.
That one makes me laugh every time, too. And then you have Aiden Hutchinson now in the bundle and save one.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That's why I was like, I played the Izzy Noticeable game last night, and I was talking to the buddies that came over and watched the game last night. I was like, is that Aiden Hutchinson? And my buddy was like, I think so.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I think that's Aiden Hutchinson.
No, he's been in the commercials all year, I think, hasn't he?
I just hadn't noticed.
I think so. I can't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So
you missed that. Like, I missed the Bundlerooski one, I guess, too.
If you get a cheese pizza, is it always like Brooklyn style, or do you like that? Do you like the pan style from Pizza Hut?
Pan from Pizza. I mean, like, back in the day was really good when they loaded it up with the grease and you had the buffet and the bucket and all that kind of stuff, and it slipped out of your hands because it was so greasy. I mean, who didn't love that?
There's certain pizzas that I pay homage to, and that a pan from Pizza Hut, pan
old school pan.
Yeah. That buttery crust.
God,
it's
so
either cheese or pepperoni. When I eat that, I think of a pizza party in my classroom in like third grade, or I think about getting everybody
bamboozled thinking that I was reading all these books. I was just reading the back and pulling out a report and then getting my book it card. So.
Was that not the greatest promotion maybe in the history of all time? Give out a free personal pan pizza to a kid for reading a book and bring mom, dad, and the rest of the family in. They got to buy the full price of meat. Like, it's
just brilliant. Pan pizza,
and
man,
that was huge. And everybody was there. Got a book it coupon. Came I'm out a free
that
pizza.
Black cast iron.
Oh, it was so good. What'd they do with all those cast iron pans?
I don't know.
Because you know they're not using them anymore. They were seasoned with
butter.
What
they do with all those lamps that were cool? Or those red cups, man. Bring back the pizza.
Or the salad bar. Where's the Pizza Hut salad bar? Like, is that sitting in somebody's garage?
I'm going to go to that garage.
Yeah.
Ooh,
cheese pizza.
Okay, come on now.
I believe you can get me through the night.
Man,
Max like brioche.
Chicago deep dish, when you pull a slice, the cheese is still stretching. That's the best pizza.
Nah, I'm out on deep dish. Agree or disagree.
I like deep dish pizza, but like I can crush like four slices of Pizza Hut cheese pizza pan style. I can eat one Chicago.
And you wait like 17 hours for that pizza to show up.
Yeah. My mom was too cheap. She didn't buy pizza for everybody whenever I got mine. That's good. I mean, you're getting a free pizza.
Yeah, you got a free pizza.
You're reading My Shrunken Head by R.L. Stine.
That's right.
And saying, here's the synopsis of the book.
Yeah, I've read a lot of stuff by Judy Blume, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing.
I just knocked out every Goosebumps book.
Did you?
Oh,
the one in the middle is A Green Kangaroo was mine. Mm. Or, James and the Giant Peach, Charlotte. Like, I'm going through all these books now, too. So
I just read Goosebumps and Animorphs. That's what I read.
Did you do the Hardy Boys, or was that past
that
your time?
That was way before my dad introduced me to them.
Right. My dad introduced me to them, too.
And they were he had like the whole collection. They were like little blue books. Mm-hmm. And then I unfortunately saw a South Park episode where they made fun of the Hardy Boys, and I could never go back.
Oh, that's a shame. What about the Choose Your Own Adventure books? Did you do those,
too? I hated those.
You hated those?
Yeah, I hated those.
All right. Max, like, I don't know what this book thing is you guys are talking about. I had a tablet.
Oh, I've got a clue.
No tablet.
Ooh, I got a clue. I got a clue, too.
Let me tell you, today is trade deadline day.
Love me some Casey's pizza. Dude, that might be where I go after the show today. Because I got to go vote today. Yep. I got to go stand in line.
Stand there with a pizza and just chow.
Could you imagine if I just took a full pizza. Breakfast pizza from Casey's?
The breakfast pizza at Casey's is sick.
It's amazing.
It is unbelievably awesome. Like, it doesn't even need to be breakfast time, and you're getting that bacon, egg, and cheese pizza from Casey's.
That is my heroin, dude.
I mean, it is wildly, unbelievably awesome.
You've never had a Casey's breakfast pizza?
No. You guys know.
If you take Metcalf home... Yes. There's a Casey's on the corner.
Yep.
Go in there and get a slice of breakfast pizza. Because we ain't staying after the show today. We got to go do our civic duty and vote.
Yeah, the Metcalf Casey's right down here. Yeah, go get your slice of breakfast pizza, man. Like, that's the perfect...
Dude, your toes are going to curl. Your pants are going to soak up immediately.
It is wonderful pizza.
It's the best,
man. It is so good. It is just tremendous, their breakfast pizza. But, you know, you talk about, like, for me, it was always just a slice of cheese pizza, plain pizza, as we would call it. Like, room temperature. Leave it sit for about an hour. It's perfect. It's not hot. You're not going to burn the roof of your mouth on the sauce. And then the cheese gets the teeth marks in it when you bite into it. You can see exactly where you were. Or the oil runs down your arm.
That's fine. You lick it.
You lick it off. Or you dip the crust in all the oil on your plate.
God. Yeah. So are you going to go try that
Fat
today?
Kid in hiding. Fat guy in a little coat. I did that too. Oh yeah, ripped my friend's jacket. He had a green Masters jacket.
I think today's a great. I think
it's not real Masters.
Oh,
jacket.
Okay. I was about to say.
Come on, you can only get it if you win, dude. Like, you think he hangs out with like former Masters champions?
Look at him, like, my friend Zim in college won the Masters. I don't know if you heard about this.
Someone asked me sausage or bacon on a breakfast pizza. Sausage,
bacon.
Yeah, bacon.
Bacon on that Casey's breakfast pizza.
Mm.
To God. Die for.
Now we're just getting all these old books when I was a kid. Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears were good, yeah.
Oh, man. God, dog. I want to be a fat kid today. I'm going to be a fat kid today. And I'm here for you guys as we do this show every day, Monday through Friday. We call it Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. We get back to our scripts from yesterday. How good were we? And God, dog, I hope Bob was better than he was on Friday.
Yeah, it can't be much worse.
This is your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.